What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
This is Rob Filosetti from Bowling for Soup. You're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, with my partner in crime, Brian Colburn, with our special guest, Melissa Boileau from the Songs of the Attic radio show that airs on 87.7 FM, WVOARadio.com, where her show airs on Sundays from 10 to 11.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. And we have another special guest, my little girl, who's doing her podcasting debut today. Isabella Marie. Say hi, Isabella.
Hi.
That's awesome. Welcome, sweetie.
Thanks.
And you welcome to so you, cute. Sweetie, as well, Melissa.
Oh, thanks. She sounds so cute. Like, can she just do the whole thing? I should have sent you my list, Isabella, and you could have just read it for me.
I know. Honestly, Gomez, I think you should just drop off. I think you're fired. I think Isabella should be the co-host now.
I'm not getting fired.
That you announced me as the established co-host, which means after 30-something episodes, I'm finally a part of the Playlist Wars family. So thank you for that.
Well, I mean, I just decided to change it up a little bit.
All right. Well, tonight we are doing a very, very long-awaited episode. So long-awaited that this is one of the first groups that made an impact on my life, and I'm sure all of our lives. And we're just going to get right into it. So everyone knows our format. If you don't, I'm going to go over it anyway. Tonight, our topic is the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational Muppets. And we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorites, none of which have been shared between us prior to now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track 1s through track 10s one by one and craft what we each feel is the perfect Muppets playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, our amazing playlisters, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com to decide which one of us got it right. Also at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you can listen to each of our playlists, just in case you want to quote-unquote hear where we're coming from. Now, before we get started, Melissa, in case people didn't pick up on it during our Billy Joel episode, which you so handily won, congratulations.
46%. I'm still bragging about it. Like, I know it's nothing, but I'm telling everybody, I'm like, I won 46%.
Melissa, why don't you briefly tell us why you're excited to talk about the Muppets this evening, just in case people didn't hear it on the Billy Joel episode.
So growing up, I was never a Looney Tunes person. We were always Muppets kids. And so much of this is reminiscent of my childhood. When I was going through and trying to make this list, it could go in so many directions. We could do Sesame Street. You can do famous songs that were performed on The Muppet Show with their artists. There's so much. And I was going back on YouTube and watching some of these clips, and it just brought me right back to being a little kid again when things were simpler. I do a huge unit in my classroom. It's a month and a half unit on Jim Henson, the impact that he had. It's just, there's no words. There's really no words. Not just pop culture, it really did change culture and what it did, Sesame Street especially, what that did for children's education too. So, yeah, just one of those things. Really awesome. Sentimental. I love it.
Awesome. So normally, Melissa, this is the time of the show that I throw to you as our esteemed guest to kick off with your track one, but somehow I have a feeling that you're not as esteemed as our other esteemed guest. So I'm going to let you pause for a moment there and marinate on your track one while we throw to our, what would you call it? Super esteemed guest.
The and youngest be, guest we ever had.
Yeah. Isabella, what do you got for us, sweetie?
So Isabella, what is your track one that you were wanted to tell Uncle Brian?
Well, I'm going to sing number one and number two from Muppets Most Wanted.
All right.
So why do you like that song, Isabella?
Because mommy and I like to joke around because we call us number one and the other ones are number two.
So what are you going to tell Uncle Brian for this show? Who's number one and who's number two?
I'm number one and you're number two.
So she's talking trash already.
I love it. Yes. Good job, Isabella. Now,
number one. You're number two.
No, you sing it. You do it better than Uncle Brian. You sing it to him.
Man.
I'm number one. You're number two.
I love it.
I love it. I never watched it, didn't you? I'm number one. You're number two. I believe in equality as long as you feel that I'm number one.
I think she's got you beat in the singing. Good job, Isabella. We love it. Good job.
That was
no
fantastic,
arguing
sweetheart.
With that one.
So you gonna...
I will gladly take the reins at number two.
I'm number one and Uncle Brian's number two.
It's a step up. Well, I've got two kids here, so usually I'm number three. So that's I'll take it.
All right, you're going to go to sleep now, sweetheart. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, Isabella. Sweetie. Nice to talk to you, sweetie.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, my God, I love her.
She's amazing.
I love her.
Thank you. Good job, Isabella. And goodnight.
Night,
Dada.
I'm happy I was on the show.
Thank you. Oh. Oh, my Dora, God. We'll have you again, okay?
Thanks,
Dada. You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you can sing the song the next time. Thank you, sweetheart.
Now that all of our hearts melted, now we get to disqualify Gomez because we have a rule in Playlist Wars that you're not allowed to have other people pick your songs. So
hey,
Gomez's
listen.
Playlist is now disqualified.
No,
but
it's not. No, it's not. It's perfectly legal. I checked with my lawyers.
Oh, you ran this past the attorneys? Okay, I'll let it slide this time, but the other playlisters might be up in arms about this one.
That was the sweetest thing ever. That was
the sweetest thing ever.
She was singing the song. I could tell she was a little nervous to do this, but she did awesome. I can't thank her enough. Her goodbye was great.
I mean, God, I love it.
So, Melissa, where does I'm number one, you're number two stand on your playlist?
It is non-existent on mine. Non-existent. I don't have any tracks from that movie on my list.
Muppets Most Wanted was a tough one for me because it was the first movie that I saw in the theater where I can't believe I'm saying this, but I felt like it was too long. And
really?
Yeah, like... I felt like if there was maybe 10 to 15 minutes that they cut out of it, I thought it would have been a much better movie. But again, I'm comparing it to the ones we grew up with. So, I mean, I have a high standard for what I'm expecting from a Muppet movie.
Yeah.
And it fell slightly short of my expectations, not to the point of like Muppets Wizard of Oz.
But
wait a minute, though. There is the greatest line ever in that. I must have rewound it and watched it over and over. When they are walking on the yellow brick road. And Pepe says, I forgot the order of it. He goes, does anyone find a strange coincidence going on right now? We are in Kansas, 80s band. And then he tied it in with Kansas, Toto, something. And he kept saying 80s band's names with all of these things, the points that he was hitting. It was phenomenal. It was
that
just one of the greatest
made me chuckle.
Movies.
That was probably one of the few redeeming moments of that.
Yes, I was
whatever
dying.
You call it. Special.
Special. It was special.
It was special. All right.
All right.
Well, unfortunately, Gomez, that one did not. I did not take any songs from Muppets Most Wanted. But you know what? I would personally rather listen to Isabella's version than the Muppet version. So kudos to that, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And she practiced that for the past half hour. She wanted
well,
to make sure she did it right.
She is a star as far as I'm concerned.
She's a star in the making, I'll tell you.
All right, Melissa, now we are back to you as our other esteemed guest. Sorry about that. Your esteem has lowered a level since beating both of us, apparently.
It's all good. I'll take it.
You're only steam. You're not esteem anymore.
I'm sorry that Isabella took the wind out of your sails there, Melissa. I apologize.
I've gotten used to it. It's all good. I don't know what I would do with wind anymore to really push me over. So my number one, and you're going to notice on my list, I kind of compiled it together a little bit different than I did the other one previously. It's going to go, I tried to do happy, sentimental. So you're going to be like all over emotionally with this. But I had to start my playlist with Moving Right Along from the Muppet Movie. That scene with Kermit and Fozzie in the truck in the little sidelines that get thrown in the middle of that song is absolutely, I have it in my car and I listen to it on my way to work in the morning because it absolutely cracks me up. So that's my first one from the Muppet Movie, moving right along.
Nice.
That song's sounding better every day, Fozzie.
Oh.
That is my track four.
Oh!
One of my favorite Muppet songs. The Muppet Movie, to me, is a masterpiece.
Yes.
Watched it recently with both the kids, and they actually said, Daddy, can you stop singing with the song so we can hear the movie? This was the soundtrack that I listened to endlessly growing up. I played the ever loving hell out of this soundtrack, front to back, repeat, front to back, repeat. Moving Right Along has always been on my road trip mixes.
Yep.
When we did a road trip episode, I was hard pressed to use it because it is the truth. I always play this song when we go on a road trip, but I knew we were doing a full Muppets episode. So I decided to save all my Muppet stories for tonight. And that is my track for one of my favorite Muppet songs of all time, written by Paul Williams and Kenneth Asher. Paul Williams is a Muppet music genius. You're going to hear his name a lot sprinkled throughout my set list tonight. And not often, but sometimes there are cover songs that are worthy of the Muppets.
And really?
A few years ago, the Muppets put out through Disney an album called Muppets the Green Album.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, you
and heard. Alkaline Trio, a punk band that I'm kind of fond of, put out a cover version of it. And it's punky, but faithful to the original. So it is sped up a little bit, but it keeps that same manic energy and that bop that this song has that makes it so much fun. And they do a great job. They even include some of the banter going back and forth, which because without it, the song would be missing something. It's such a perfect part of that song. So, Gomez, do we have a trifecta?
I'm going to say no. Sorry. Trifecta Killer is back.
Oh, man. Well, that's wrong. But
wait, listen, I actually.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say I did not pick it for reasons that I chose songs that I truly had a lot of connection to. I'm number one. Your number two was one of them with Isabella because that's.
Of course.
And I hear it every night. With my wife and my beautiful daughter singing this, and me and my poor little son have to hear it.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
No, but when she's screaming in the top of the lungs, she thinks she's Ozzy Osbourne. It's a sight
to
see.
It's all good, man. Enjoy every moment of it, because one day she's not going to sing it anymore, and you're going to miss it. So you're going to go back to this episode many a times later.
I probably will.
All right, so my track one here. My playlist is similar to Melissa's. Melissa and I have this weird thing where we kind of think alike. Although the songs I've picked tonight, some of them are insanely sentimental to the point that I will try not to cry as I'm talking about them. And the other half are purely who I am as a person in Muppet music. And I couldn't think of a better way to start a Muppet playlist without the song that everybody immediately thinks of when you say the Muppets. And quite simply, the Muppet Show theme. Everyone automatically thinks of the opening to the Muppet Show. And everyone sings it. And there was over the last year during COVID, it became a meme because the opening, when you see all the Muppets, everyone's like, this is what our Zoom windows look like.
Yep.
This is ingrained in everybody's mind. When you think about the Muppets, you hear doom, 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 doom. It's ingrained in our childhood. And I could not think about opening a Muppet playlist without the theme song because it is so friggin' iconic. And once again, there's a cover version from that Muppets the Green album. OK Go does a cover of it. It's strange, but the video is worth the price of admission. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to spoil it. The video ends like 16 times. That's all I'm going to say. Watch the video. It involves the Muppets, and it's absolutely brilliant. However, most people don't realize this. The Muppet Show album actually charted.
Did it really?
The original Muppet Show album reached number one in the UK album charts.
See, those people overseas have far better taste in music than us Americans.
They get it right. They
do
really
get
do.
It. They really do.
And in 1979, the Muppet Show album won a Grammy Award for Best Children's Album.
I did know that because that's the year I was born. So I have that whole Grammy show memorized.
I'll be curious to see if either one of you guys did that, or was this one just such an obvious pick that it went right over?
It went over my head. I didn't select it. Once you said it, I went, oh my God, I thought you were going to say another title. I thought you were going in another direction, but
I'm going in many directions. I promise you.
And I'm like, oh yeah, he's going to say this. And I have this on my list later, but that's a genius pick.
Brian, that is a good pick though. Man, it was hard for me because it was that or another entrance to another awesome, awesome show that I used to watch growing up. So I had to go with the other one better.
Okay.
I love the Muppets. Don't get me wrong. I grew up watching them. Now I'm passing this tradition off to my daughter who's enjoying the Muppets, as you could see, guys. One thing is that we have this common bond right now is the Muppets a lot. And some of the Looney Tunes growing up for me, you know, I had both. So it was hard not to choose it, but I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, Gomez, I'm taking the esteem away from you and we're sending it back to Melissa because Isabella is no longer here. So you get no more esteem.
No,
Melissa, our esteemed guest.
I got steam. I can feel it.
You've got your steam back. let's go to you for track two.
So I have to preface this by saying, and I think I said it before, my utmost love for New York City. So when the Muppets Take Manhattan came out, I was in my glory because I'm like, look, they're in New York. This song, I'm going to like you just said, Brian, some of these I'm going to like, I'm getting goosebumps already. I'm going to try not to cry this time. When everybody's leaving each other and they have to go their separate ways for a while, while Kermit's trying to get things situated and get the show up on Broadway, when they're doing Saying Goodbye in the scene where Piggy's on the train and Kermit's standing there and watches her go away, I can't. Like, I can't. That song is on my funeral playlist just because I really want to hit the thing home.
Wow. Remind me not to go. I'll send you
a Kermit, but yeah, I'm not going now. Oh my God.
That song. But then I think you know what happens later, so you can kind of get through it. But every time I watch that movie, I cry. Every time. Oh. I'm in my classroom sobbing. Like, I can't.
I saw that in the theater and I'm like, oh my God, they're all leaving each other. And it's like, you know, at the time, I'm only like 4 or 5. That's some hard hitting stuff.
It's traumatic. It's traumatic.
Not as traumatic as the Transformers where they killed everybody off in the Transformers cartoon, but it was definitely a step up from what you expected from a Muppet movie. So yeah, definitely a, dare I use the word, powerful.
Muppet song. Powerful.
Yeah.
And sadly, it did not make my list, but I didn't go with a lot of sad tunes. So that part will differ in.
Okay.
But I love the pick because that definitely is very sentimental. And I got goosebumps when you were talking about it. So
same here.
Gomez?
No, it did not make my list, but I did take something else from that movie, though.
All right. Well, we're back to you for track two then.
So track two, as Melissa said, I grew up watching The Muppets. And one of my favorite movies that I could watch it over and over and over again, The Muppets Take Manhattan. Was one of my favorites. And the song I chose was Together Again with Kermit and Friends. And I love the scene that they're in the diner. And as Kermit's mind is kind of coming, he hits the tune Together Again, you know what I mean? With a glass of water with a spoon. And of course, you know, everyone's like, that's it. You're Kermit. And I love the fact that Piggy hits him and then he remembers the song, you know, as he's upside down on a couch, I think, or a sofa.
This is Jill. And Will.
As you can see, we grew up watching this movie all together. And I'll say it was just such a great song. And the thing is, I could kind of incorporate this in my life a little bit with some of my friends I don't see all the time. And I just say, oh, we're together again. And somehow this song pops in my head when I say that, you know, anytime I'm hanging out, if I get to see Brian with his girls and his family, this song kind of pops in my head Together Again. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're doing, especially during these hard times. And unfortunately, but it was in the movie Muppets Most Wanted.
Prefer not to think about that version, to be honest.
I actually did listen to that version and this version. And I'll tell you, nothing beats a good 80s version.
No.
I mean, no disrespect with Josh Groban.
Shoehorning Josh Groban into it made no sense. It felt forced.
Yeah. He's a talented singer. I have nothing against him. I just didn't feel that song for Muppets Most Wanted like I did for Muppets Take Manhattan for the beautiful stage musical. Everyone remembers Manhattan Melodies. Wow. So that's something I love. So again, track two, Together Again with Kermit and Friends from the movie The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, man, I feel awful. That would have been my track 11. It was in and out of the playlist. And honestly, I hate to say it, but my memories of the Muppets Most Wanted version is what helped another song elevate over it, because I can't get that taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, and it was not good.
It just wasn't as fun. It felt forced, and it felt like desperate that they couldn't come up with a different song to close that movie. But there's other examples where they've used songs in multiple places where it has worked. So it all depends on what the instance is. But I love the song from The Muppets Take Manhattan. Great pick, but did not make my list.
That's okay. You're forgiven.
Melissa?
It is not on my list either. It was tough. Those three iconic movies, it was really tough to pick one, just one. And I tried to stick. I didn't. So I had to throw some other ones in. But I went with Saying Goodbye just to really get everyone's gut punch right there with that one.
All right. Well, we're moving on to my track two. And this song was also, as I've said before, I'm going to say his name a lot, written by Paul Williams along with Kenneth Asher. And I guess the only way to really lead into this song would be to say, golden teeth and golden tones, welcome to my presence. From the Muppet Movie, Can You Picture That? This song invented hip hop and rap. I don't care what anybody says. You could say it was Blondie's Rapture or whatever you want. No. It was Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, the first ever rap song, Can You Picture That? This song rocks. I don't care if it's a kid's song. I don't care if it's a Muppet song. This song rocks, and it is my favorite Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem song. And in 2016, they performed, yes, I'm not kidding here, they, as in Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, performed at the Outside Lands Festival. You can look it up on YouTube, or we'll embed it over at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. They performed this song live.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that had to be
that
so
had
cool.
To be amazing.
Puppets and everything, but they were on a levitated stage. So the puppeteers were underneath. And my God, it sounds like the voices were happening live. Like they had microphones underneath where they were puppeteering. And it did not sound like they just played the album version. It sounded like an actual performance. And I watched the live stream of it back in 2016 with a smile from ear to ear. We watched it with the kids. And this song just is so much fun. It's everything that I love about the Muppets. All in one track. And yeah, it the song rocks, man. Can you picture that? Track two.
Good choice. That's another good one.
That is another good one. I didn't make mine.
So Melissa, did Can You Picture That make your list?
It did not make my list.
Man, so not neither of you guys can picture that. Wow.
We can't picture it.
I really can't.
that kind of throws the whole idea of the song. Oh man, okay. So, all right. Well, I didn't picture that either. So moving on. I honestly thought that was a trifecta in the making there, but all right, let's see. Track three, Melissa, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to Brian, this is the movie that kind of got us to realize our love and affinity for the Muppets when we talked about it the very first time that we ever spoke. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is an absolute iconic movie. I have to show it every year. The outtakes, if you YouTube the outtakes with when the drum doesn't go out of the thing right and it falls.
Yes, I see that.
Outtakes are damn near as funny as the whole special.
Oh, the 13 God. Minutes when Ma Otter goes, sweet Jesus, and she falls. I mean, it's just... I
love it when that was such a great thing.
Oh, and you could see the wires when they're ice and their little feet are kicking up when they're on the ice, when they're going down the thing, and you could see their... Oh, okay. So, Barbecue is like... One, my principal loved that one. That was his favorite song. I'm going to go with, because it's so, if you listen to the lyrics, it's the genius again of Jim Henson, where there's so much adult humor embedded in all of this stuff, but you don't pick up it on a kid. You're listening to it and you're just having fun seeing what you're seeing. So I chose the bathing suit, the very first one when he's talking about how this woman's wearing this really gross bathing suit and they're going down the little river on their little cot. I just, yeah. And I mean, I could have done a whole lot from this one, but this is the one that makes me laugh the most, I should say.
Sweet Jesus. I'm going to start saying that at work tomorrow myself now.
It's the greatest line ever. It's the greatest line ever. So oh yeah, God. That's my number three, the bathing suit from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
I have so many wonderful things to say about Emmett Otter that I'm not going to say anything yet. All I'm going to say is I love the song, but that song did not make my list.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Teaser.
All right.
Yes. Same thing with me. I love Emmett Otter. Brian, I'll never forget the day you gave it to me for Christmas one year.
I bought more copies of that. You are welcome, Mr. Henson. I have bought more copies of that special to give to people throughout my life. You have no idea.
I still have it to this day. And now that Isabella's a little older, I cannot wait to introduce her to this.
Oh,
so once you do, though, it's Pandora's box. You will watch it 55,000 times in the month of December. And you know what? You'll be happy every single
time. I'll have the biggest smile on my face. So I cannot wait to introduce her that during Christmas time.
All right. So the one bathing suit, did that make your list?
Oh, no, unfortunately it didn't. I had other songs from that Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas. I had other songs that I picked. Teaser.
Okay.
Again.
So we will go with your track three then.
So track three, I got to go back to the '80s. The '80s was such a great time and great music and great movies. Another one of my favorite movies growing up, The Great Muppet Caper. And I chose Happiness Hotel. You guys can laugh. Come on, go ahead. Laugh at me. It was a great song.
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm not either.
I'm laughing with you.
It was a fun song. Kermit, Fozzie, Gonzo, and you got the old guy, I think was Pops was his name, Dr. Teeth, the Electric Mayhem, Lubbock Lou, Rolf was in their scooter, Rizzo the Rat, everybody just singing this song, and the hotel is like a total shamble.
Oh, God.
It's just a fun song. I just love it. One of my favorite songs, Happiness Hotel, number three, The Great Muppet Caper. That is my track three, guys.
Whoa. Written by Joe Raposo. It is also my track three.
Wow.
Okay. This is the best song in The Great Muppet Caper. This song is so much fun. It is the manic energy that the Muppets have incorporated throughout the years. And it was songs like this that spoke to me as a kid, but still put a smile on my face as an adult. And let's just be honest, like, though the management is cheerful, though the whole joint's gone to hell, I sang that line as a kid and my parents didn't care. So that was like my introduction to being able to curse through
swear,
the Muppets.
Yep.
And look, every time one of my bands has played a dive bar or a less than stellar venue, let's just say, as I'm standing, like walking in and loading my equipment in, I'm probably going like, like I'm humming it because I know I'm in a dump and I think of the Happiness Hotel because I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. Love the song. My track three. You can't have a Muppets playlist without it. It was the best song on The Great Muppet Caper.
You are totally right. It's on my list as well. The line where they're talking about the smell, because the pets and the smelling, and if you could stand the smell, we have a lot of creatures running around here. And then the line where they're like, how are you going to pay for this? Cash or sneak out in the middle of the night? Sneak out in the middle of the night.
Very popular choice.
That's right. That was my number five.
I love it. And honestly, that is a perfect first trifecta for tonight. I am very happy about that one. All right. So, Melissa, we are back to you for track four now.
All right. So now we're going to go sentimental again. The Muppets, with all of their Christmas specials that they have, they all pull on the heartstrings in one way or another. And I love the Muppet Family Christmas because the Sesame Street guys show up and there's that icy patch that everyone falls on when they walk into the house and you have the Fraggles there. The song that Robin sings towards the end of the movie, It's in Every One of Us. That's another one of those sentimental, for lack of a better word. And it just kind of brings you back. It's just a good reminder of us as humans and humanity. So that's my number four.
Great, great pick. And what I love about the Muppet Christmas style songs, if you think about the stuff from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, as well as the one you just mentioned, they're not quote unquote Christmas songs. They can be played kind of year round. They don't necessarily have to do with Christmas, but they work so well in that setting as well. All right, Gomez. So now we're back to you for your track four.
So my track four, I kind of went a little weird on this one. As the years go on, you know, Kermit decided to put out a Unpigged album. Kermit and Friends, I really should say. Unpigged, not unplugged, but Unpigged. And one of the songs that kind of, I don't know why, but anything with Ozzy is funny. But Ozzy and Piggy, Born to be Wild. Couldn't resist that. Hearing Ozzy sing with Miss Piggy was a total treat. And for some reason, I was having fun with this at work. And people are looking at me like, what the hell are you listening to? I am listening Kermit's Unpigged. And they're like, you're losing it. I go, I know I am, but this is for my Playlist Wars, guys. Like, oh. But hearing the song over and over again today at work made my coworkers kind of wanted to hurt me. But great song. It was a lot of fun. I love Ozzy. Miss Piggy singing Born to be Wild with him was just an awesome collaboration. I couldn't resist this one.
You know that's on Ozzy's box set, right? The Prince of Darkness.
Is it really? I did not know that.
Yeah, so if you get Ozzy's box set, The Prince of Darkness.
Okay.
There's a covers disc on that box set called With Friends. And he's doing stuff with Primus, Typo Negative, Crystal Method, Motorhead, and Miss Piggy.
I really now have to go buy this album.
Oh, yeah, that box set's fantastic.
I got to buy that box set. And you know what? I forgot to mention this. No Grand Theft Auto on this episode, guys.
Can you picture that would be a good Grand Theft Auto jam?
Oh, that would fit, I think. Yeah. That would fit.
I think I do have a great song that would fit for Grand Theft Auto. But I'll have to speak about that when my time comes.
Okay. All right. Well, my track four was Moving Right Along. So moving right along to Melissa, her track five was Happiness Hotel. Yeah. So we'll happily move back to you, Gomez, for your track five.
And now my moment has come because now I can talk about this.
Oh, see, so why didn't you just say?
Well, you had to do your whole intro thing. You know, I didn't want to skip
that. Yeah, we have to stick with the format. Go ahead.
So my track five did come out of the Emma Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And it's the River Bottom song from the River Bottom
Nightmare Band.
Something about this song, I don't know what it is.
It's the fish. It's the fish coming out, like spewing the water on everybody. That's what it is. It's the fish.
That too. But first of all, you got Chuck Stoke on keyboards, performed by Frank Oz. Stanley Weasel on guitar, performed by Jerry Nelson. Fred Lizard on drums, performed by Richard Ahn. Howard Snake on bass by Jim Henson, performed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Catfish for visual interest.
Fish.
Performed by Dave Gazelle. I'll tell you, Gazelle, I'm sorry, I said his name incorrectly. It's got to be one of the funniest parts of the movie and just an awesome song. And I was thinking when I was watching this at one point, I'm like, wow, this could make a great Grand Theft Auto song because just because I could see this, you know what I mean? And it was kind of funny in the movie, you know, Kermit's in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And throughout the whole entire movie, they were directly in contact with Kermit, actually, the River Bottom Nightmare Band.
Yeah.
They were the only ones.
Don't get the wrong DVD version because some DVDs have all of Kermit's scenes omitted, which is a catastrophe.
Horrible. And so, of course, my number five pick was River Bottom Nightmare from the band. Just a great song.
We don't brush our teeth because our toothache can help us stay mean.
Yep.
I'm actually, because we're an audio podcast, no one can see us, but I am currently rocking my River Bottom Nightmare Band shirt.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And that is my track nine.
Yes.
The riff that could have pretty much been Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
This song, I was a rocker as a little kid. And watching Emmett Otter, I rooted for the River Bottom Nightmare Band. Even though they were the bad guys, their music kicked ass.
They did. They certainly did.
Honestly, they deserved to win the talent contest.
I don't know. I do have different views on this. Yes.
Well,
I
if you listen to Doc Bullfrog, he agrees with me because all Emmett and Ma and all them needed was, well, just a little something extra. And if they would have did the song together, maybe they would have won, but they didn't. They lost because River Bottom Nightmare Band was better. Although I will say River Bottom Nightmare Band is not better than Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. They'd be opening for Dr. Teeth.
Yes, it would be a good fit together, but they are no...
Good double bill.
Yep.
Yes,
Last year. I want to see it. So, Melissa, do we have a trifecta with River Bottom Nightmare Band? Please say we do.
We do not.
Oh.
I thought it was too obvious. Like, I thought it was one of those... There's a band here in Rochester, well, close to me in Rochester, New York, that does... They do the whole play. They do all the songs, and it's a local band, and they play all the way through all the songs, and they dress up like the characters. It's hysterical. I thought it was just too obvious. I think it's the song that sticks out from that movie. Yeah, so that's not on my list. Sorry.
All right. Well, moving on, but not really moving on, because you mentioned this one earlier, Melissa. And yes, my playlist has two songs from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas because it is my favorite Christmas movie of all time. This is airing in December. It's Christmas time. I get a pass. I can talk about Christmas songs without getting my chops busted. And I am going with Barbecue for my track five.
I had a feeling someone was going to bring it.
When they're sitting in the treehouse and you hear the you just feel the Christmas spirit rushing through your veins, even though the song has nothing to do with Christmas.
No, it
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Look at the birds in the trees. Oh, my God. We're not birds. Okay. We're a jug band.
One of my students, that was his favorite line. And for the rest of the school year, he would look around and I'm teaching. In the middle of a lesson, I would hear, look at the birds in the trees. And then another kid would shout from the back of the room, we're not birds. We're a jug band in the middle of my lesson. Like it happened for the rest of the school year. That was their favorite line.
You should allow that. You should never give them a detail. Okay, good.
Oh no. You know what? There's certain things that are allowed. You interrupt me for Billy Joel or the Muppets. You're good. I have no problem with that.
Good. That kid gets an A in my book too.
Yeah, he gets an A. Brian, we're going to have to make a trip to Syracuse and go visit Melissa and just interrupt her class.
You should. Oh, gotcha. You should. That'd be
great.
And
I want to come up and see this band play nothing but songs from Emmett Otter because I think that's amazing.
It's phenomenal. It is. It's great.
So Barbecue, I double dipped on Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, but anybody that knows me personally shouldn't be shocked by that.
No, but I also did double dip too, but that's later on my track list. But
it's not Barbecue though.
No, it's not Barbecue. It was
right.
Hard.
I love that I'm getting to talk about a bunch of songs from Emmett Otter tonight. This is great.
This is awesome. This is actually going to be a good night.
All right. So this is point of the episode where we flip the record over and we start with the second half of our playlists, even though playlists aren't put on records. No one needs to know that. No one cares. Melissa, track six.
All right. So I just realized that I'm in the Muppet movie three times on my list. I did not realize it until I looked down right now. My track six is from the Muppet movie, and it's another heartbreaker. I'm going to get back there someday. Gonzo, when he's singing, and he's singing at the moon, and he's kind of just looking out there thinking, you know, and him not belong, like Muppets from space when he feels like he doesn't belong, and what is he? This was kind of like a precursor to that many, 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 many years before because it was the first one that came out. So that was mine.
I love the song. But I'm going to use the same excuse that I gave Gomez with Together Again. The fact that it was in Muppets from Space original Muppet song. That's the thing I loathed about that movie.
Yeah.
No original Muppet songs. They only had funk music from the 70s.
Yep.
That's
yep.
not Muppets to me.
Yep.
And the fact that the only creative thing that they can come up with was a song that was 15 years old at the time, 20-something years old at the time. It just put a bad taste in my mouth. I love the song. It's another Paul Williams beautiful, beautiful tune. And there's actually a version out, I think, on Paul Williams' box set where he sings it with Gonzo. And it's really, really cool. Or with the voiceover person. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we
love
do,
the
Brian.
Song. And Melissa, again, our minds are in sync because I also have three songs from the Muppet movie on my playlist. I could have done six.
All right.
But unfortunately, that didn't make my list. Gomez?
No, it did not make mine either. I apologize.
All right. So we're back to you for track six.
So track six, I kind of went a little bit different and probably has one of the all-time greatest bass lines in this opening theme. Doon, 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 doon. I went with the Fraggle Rock theme song. And I'll tell you, every time I hear it, I sing that song. And I remember the, I forgot the guy's name. He goes, oh, a Fraggle!
Junior, when he's running down and putting his hand in the hole. Has,
that's right. Junior. It's just one of those great shows I grew up watching. I wish they would bring back the old shows. I think someone did for a little bit. And I was watching it, and I was watching the little green, the dozers, right? That was the
doozers.
We have
a science teacher in the middle school, and I looked at him, and I go, you know, you look just like a doozer. And he got offended. I go, if someone told me I looked like a Muppet, I would think that's the greatest compliment in the world. I didn't mean it to be mean. He's like, a doozer? I said, yeah, look. I did a side by side, and I'm like, it looks like, yeah, I took a poll around the school district. Am I right? Does he look like a doozer? I was like, what's wrong with her? Like
going around everybody, does it? Yes or no?
Right.
It was just, it's just one of those happy, 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 great songs. You know what I mean? You know, the doozers singing the verse, you know, everyone around the Fraggle Pond, you see Red jumping. Was it Red who's jumping in the water?
It's Wembley. Like Wembley jumps in the water, doesn't
Wembley
he?
Jumps
in,
no, I thought it was Red.
Was it Red?
I think it's Wembley. Don't make
someone
sense.
Jumps in the water, whatever. It doesn't matter. So just a great show. I loved it. So Fraggle Rock's theme song was my track six on my playlist, guys.
Melissa?
None for me, or not for me. I shouldn't say none.
Oh,
not
wow.
For me. I'm not gonna
I
say
thought no. You would. I really thought you would have went that route.
I did. You'll hear in a minute.
Okay. Well, Gomez, the song you chose was written by Philip Basalm and Dennis Lee, who wrote just shy of 200 songs from the Fraggle Rock series. Mm-hmm. Yes, the bass line's iconic. That's my track eight.
And oh, nice.
There's a cover version. Pop punk band Alistair from their Dead Ends and Girlfriends album did a song called Fraggle Rock, R-A-W-K.
Really?
Yes. And look, to be honest, this is the one Muppet song that you don't even need to use words to get it across to somebody. All you have to do is, and they know
down
what song you're talking
Rock.
About.
Yes. My kids would clap along at the end of the day. That's what we'd watch is Fraggle Rock. And they would all wait for it. And all of a sudden you'd hear clapping. It would just come out of nowhere. They just picked it up on and just clapped. It was great.
I always like Boober, though, down at Fraggle Rock.
Or boom. The head goes down.
Yep, exactly.
Ooh. All right. Well, moving on now to my track six. This is a song written by Brett McKenzie, lyrically, of Flight of the Conchords. The music was composed by Christoph Beck. And this is the lead single from the 2011 movie entitled The Muppets. Life's a Happy Song.
Oh, yes.
This movie, I'll never forget because it was my oldest, producer Allie's, second movie in a movie theater. I wanted it to be her first movie, but Hop came out the same year and she was all excited to go see Hop. So I went against my better judgment and sat through that dretch and her first movie was not The Muppets. However, this one will always be her first movie to me. And this, when this song came on at the opening, I literally was trying not to cry because I'm sitting with my daughter watching a Muppet movie in the theater. And it was just such a, so this is where the good feelings and the attachment comes because being able to see this movie, we were actually up in New Hampshire at the time visiting family. And I said, I don't care what you guys got planned. Cause we were up there, it came out the day before Thanksgiving. I'm like, we're getting up there and we're going to a matinee of the Muppets. And then you guys can do whatever the heck you want for the rest of the weekend. But the Muppets is happening on opening day. It did. I would not miss that in a million years. The song is hysterically funny. I mean, Life's a Fillet of Fish. That's my favorite line of the Life's a Fillet of Fish. Hey. And they're like, and they all go, yes, it is. That is Jason Segel's humor, like the perfect song for his style of humor. And I just love what they did in that movie because he went into working on that movie as a fan of the Muppets, like we are.
Yes.
And Walter is the embodiment of anybody that grew up with the Muppets and is a Muppet fan as an adult, reliving it with their kids. And that was what that movie felt like to me. It felt like a passing of the torch. The Muppets kind of used the same plot over and over and over again. But this plot worked really well because it's speaking from like a multi-generational aspect of it. And I absolutely, it's probably up there as one of my favorite Muppet movies ever. And I couldn't not include this song. It was just makes me happy. So that's my track six.
Excellent choice. Not on mine.
Very excellent choice, but again, not on mine either.
All right. You guys are wrong. that makes me unhappy.
This makes me unhappy.
All right, Melissa, we're back to you for track seven.
So I can say what I couldn't say before with Fraggle Rock. This song, I remember as a kid watching this episode, and we used to like illegally record on VHS tape these episodes. Right. So I'd rewind it and I'd watch this song over and over and over and over and over.
Oh, my God.
Catch the Tail by the Tiger.
Nice.
I remember that.
When they're just boping along, catch the tail. And they got the like reggae feel with the whole thing. Yep. Oh, my God. Absolutely love it.
That's funny. On my 3-disc Fraggle Rock best of box set that I have. Yes, folks, I admit it.
I love Fraggle Rock. Like
Fraggle Rock was just a great show. And it was a lot of fun.
We have the DVD set of the entire series, and we still watch it with the kids.
I watch it in school. It is timeless. And I Sprocket, and Uncle Traveling Matt is so fan. People like forget about Uncle Traveling Matt. I love that he'd have the postcards and he'd show where he went. And again, that's like the education piece of Jim Henson that would tie in all of that stuff, whatever he did. Mm-hmm. I used to tell people that Toad the Wet Sprocket was named after Sprocket the dog because he liked it that much. They're like, no, Melissa, it's actually named after a Mighty Python skit, not Fraggle Rock. I go, but so, let's just go with that.
Yeah, let's go. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that scenario.
I'm totally agree with that one, too.
Unfortunately, it did not make my list, but I love the Fraggle Rock love. I think that's awesome. Gomez?
Very true. No, it did not make my list because I chose another song from Fraggle Rock, so... I went with that, my theme song, so.
All right. Well, we're back to you for track seven.
Number seven. Brian, I know this song. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned it yet, but I know it's probably going to close out your track list, probably. I had to go with a great, great song from the Muppet Movie. And this has a lot of sentimental value for you because I was there that day. It is the Rainbow Connection with Kermit.
You can't put that at seven.
Listen. I actually had to, but I'll be honest with you. I kind of figured you're going to yell at me for that one.
Oh, it's a bingo. There's only one place that song should be.
I agree with you, Brian. Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're killing our chance at a bingo.
Hey, listen, I actually had to go somewhere else with my track list.
Wrong.
Listen, I could lose this one. I could care less.
People, don't vote for Gomez. I'm actually pulling off the gloves and putting the Muppets on, and I'm punching you in the face with Kermit.
I would smack you with Gonzo with that stupid schnoz of his.
We're getting violent here on Playlist. Hold on. Now let's give your reasoning for track seven. I want to hear.
All right. First of all, it's a great song.
Yeah, but you got to justify why it's not last.
Why it's not last? Because I actually picked something else that reminded me of my wedding. That's why. So track 10 was a little bit more emotional for me than it was for track 7.
Oh, okay.
Both of you. Middle fingers are sticking up over here to both of you.
Muppets do not give middle fingers.
Muppet does because I'm the rude one.
Actually, scratch that. I'm wrong about the Muppet middle finger thing. You guys remember the Muppet Christmas Carol?
Oh, God.
Beaker does flip off Scrooge walking out.
Yes,
so
he does.
That's my sentiment right there.
So, right there. But I had to go with this one at number 7 just because I wanted it to be number 10. But the song I picked for track 10 meant a lot more to me because of my wedding. And Brian kept on saying this song over and over again.
Ah, I know where you're going with this. Okay. Ooh. Now I'm looking at my list. I might have to make some changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
But it's a great song. I love it. I really wanted to go deeper into my track list. But with the other songs that I was picking, it had more sentimental value for me. So with this one, it has value. I truly loved it. It was the top 40 for 7 weeks in total at the time on the Billboard Hot 100, I think. Or no, it reached number 25 of the Billboard Hot 100. It received an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song. It was also used in a lot of goodwill and charity, like Make-A-Wish Foundation used it for them. The American Film Institute used it. Top 100 songs at AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs. It's just a truly great song. And I love the way how Kermit sings this song. You know what I mean? It does put a little tear to my eye. But, you know, I could talk on and on about the song, but I'm going to cut myself off because I could really continue, and I don't want to. And everyone will probably hate me for it anyway, now that I chose it for number 7.
Yeah.
So Rainbow Connection, Kermit, number 7. I apologize ahead of now, Muppet fans. I am sorry.
They're not forgiving you. No. Well, Gomez, at least we have the ultimate warrior. All kidding aside, Paul Williams again, Kenneth Asher. This is my favorite song of all time. Period. It is absolutely beautiful. I don't care that it was sang by a puppet. It is a gorgeous song. And it is the song that I would listen to with my mom in her lap when I was 2 and 3 years old, listening to the vinyl record. And it's the same song that I danced with my mom to at my wedding.
Aww.
She made me promise. She's like, promise me you're not going to play Rainbow Connection. And I never responded to her. I always had different answers. Like,
and he did.
I've got the perfect song. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, so you never lied. You didn't lie.
I never lied. I got the perfect song. And what I did was, one of my cover versions that I'll talk about tonight is Kenny Loggins did a version of it on the Welcome to Pooh Corner album.
Yes.
And for our mother-son dance, I put that on. Oh. And she, you know, we started dancing and she goes, you know, she heard the guitar and she goes, oh, thank God. You know, she goes, I was hoping you would do something with Rainbow Connection. She goes, but man, if you played the Kermit version, I would have just been a ball of tears right now. And I let the first 30 seconds, the first verse of Kenny Loggins play.
Yeah, he did.
And I crossfaded the two songs together. So as soon as the first verse was done, the banjo kicked in and Kermit's version started playing and my mom melted down into a puddle of tears. I said, you knew there was no way you were getting through this night without hearing this song. And there was no way it could not end my playlist. If we ever do a playlist of your favorite songs of all times, I promise you this will be my closer. I have no qualms about it. It is a beautiful song that I will always have a massive connection with. And I have actually purchased over the years, I have 2 sealed copies of the Muppet movie soundtrack. One was from the re-release that came out for Record Store Day. And another copy is an actual, I found at a garage sale, a sealed original copy of the album.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I have 2 girls. So I already have wedding day presents set aside for them.
Oh,
now you got to find a third.
Well, I'm not having a dude. Zip your mouth. I'm not having any other kids. I'm done.
No,
it too.
No, I was talking about my daughter, you putz.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll keep my eyes peeled for her, but you just gave
me
like
nervous,
a sinking.
Very
yeah,
nervous.
You made me nervous. 12 and 8. We're not starting that ship again.
Trust me, you don't want to. I'm living through it right now. That ship has sailed.
But anyway, I actually hope my daughter doesn't listen to this one, producer Allie, because I've had them in my record collection and I've just kept them in there. And on their wedding day, they will each get a copy of the Muppet movie. And they have seen me dance with my mom at it. And I'm hoping that when it comes time for the father-daughter dance, that they each choose this song. You know, not that I'm hinting or anything, but yeah, that's crossed my mind, even though I'll be like 90 when they get married and they'll be in their mid-40s, which is where I'm thinking, you know, because if they can't go on their first date till 40, they have to be dating for like 5 years before they get married.
Brian.
So.
Did you forget that Uncle Gomez will take care of the boyfriends?
Yeah, you're vetting it. I've already warned Allison. You'll have to be the intimidation factor in 28 years when they go on their first dates.
Dude, I'm the intimidating factor from anything. When do you only know one 381-pound Cuban who's got a shaved head and a goatee that looks really good. Yeah. I don't know how many people you know like that.
Just come wearing a Muppet on your head. They won't know if they should be scared or so
what?
Yes, that is my closing track, Rainbow Connection. I could talk all night about it, but knowing Melissa, And even though, I say this, we do not share our playlists, the properly appalled nature of Melissa's reaction to your track 7 of Rainbow Connection, I'm going to guess that Melissa picked it for her clothes as well.
It's my clothes. It's my clothes.
That's correct.
And I will tell you that in my classroom, I have the vinyl letters cut out and I have the Life's Like a Movie, Write Your Own. And I can't get through it. I can't because I'll start crying. That quote is in my classroom because it just encompasses everything. And there really is, sorry, Gomez, there's no way to end a Muppet playlist. I mean, if we did anything else, I'd still have it as my last one because I'd still say it's a Jim Henson Muppet and that's the song.
I know.
Brian, I was going to tell you when you said early on when you chose the theme from the Muppets, I thought you were going with Rainbow Connection then to start it off.
No, I actually thought you were too.
That's where I thought you were going.
It had to be the closer. And look, this is the one time where even when they closed it in the 2011 movie, mm-hmm. I still loved it.
Yeah,
I was okay with them using it a second time. Yeah. Yet, even though I know I'm being a hypocrite because Together Again, and I'm going to go back there someday, I was almost appalled that they used it a second time. I didn't care about Rainbow Connection so much so when we got back to New Jersey from that New Hampshire trip, we took my folks to see that movie. I used the ruse that Allison wanted to see it again just so I could see Rainbow Connection get played in a movie theater with my mom. And
that's awesome.
When Allison was 3 years old, we took her to New York City because they had at Carnegie Hall, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra presents the music of Jim Henson. And they were $8 tickets. What? And we got front row of one of the mezzanines, which is probably like 17 miles in the air, by the way. Carnegie Hall is huge if you've never
been
there.
It's huge.
But little did we know that, because we all just said was Carnegie Hall's performing the music of the Muppets. So we thought, oh, that'll be fun. They'll play the songs. You'll be able to hum along. Great. No. The Muppets were actually there.
Oh, man.
In our level, all the way to the right, Statler and Waldorf were in the audience with a spotlight that they were able to talk down to the stage. There was mini stages for the different Muppets. Paul Williams came out and performed an Emmett Otter medley. The cast of Sesame Street came out and performed a Sesame Street medley. And then Paul Williams with Kermit sang Rainbow Connection at the end. Oh. And I bawled my eyes out because I was there with my mom, obviously my father too, my wife, my daughter at the time. It was like one of those just perfect moments. And it was so beautiful. And I wanted to, I need to capture this moment on phone. They were like confiscating people's cell phones. They had a no cell phone policy. There are some clips up on YouTube if you go look for it. Some people were able to sneak it. We weren't able to, but my God, I wish they actually had put that on a DVD or something. It was such a special, special performance. But anyway, I digress. So I'm actually closing out my playlist now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My track 7. And I'll say this, my track 7 is the only cover song in my playlist. And this one comes, this one's going to surprise you guys, maybe, unless you know the song. It was written by Piero Umiliani for an Italian Mondo film. And a Mondo film is known as an exploitative pseudo-documentary about life, mostly sex-related, in Sweden. And the documentary was called Sweden, Heaven, and Hell. Do you guys have any idea what the song is that was in this movie that the Muppets covered and why it would make my top 10 playlist?
Oh, my God.
You got me stumped.
The Muppet Show was aimed at kids, but also threw curveballs for the adults. That's something I've always loved about the Muppet Show.
It's the genius of Jim Henson.
Yeah, it was. And you know what's funny? I read this. Oh my God.
I'm clueless. I'm totally
ready. Okay, you ready?
It's at the tip of my tongue. You got to say it.
Menomina.
I was going to put it on my list.
Damn it.
Oh, that's my ringtone. That's the song that my kids, I show them the original, the like very 1971 or something, that version. Then we see the new version. I had no idea it had that backstory.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It blew my mind, too, when I first found out about it. But thanks, Muppet Wiki, for that one.
Wow.
And beyond that point, let's just be honest. When you think about The Muppet Show, it's probably one of the most memorable songs to come from The Muppet Show.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I just find it fascinating that it was a cover song.
Wow. Wow.
And speaking of cover songs, there are two versions of this that are worth mentioning. One is the lesser extent version. The Fray covered it on that Muppets the Green album. But the better version, Cake, on their B is for B-Sides album.
Yes, they do an awesome version.
Funky swamp rock version of this song that is just so much friggin' fun. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite Cake songs. I kid you not. So much fun. So yeah, that closes out my set list with my track 7. I'll be curious to see if it made anyone else's list.
It did not make mine.
As you heard her reaction, you know it didn't make mine. Yeah. That was
bummer.
That's a good one.
I honestly thought a few of these on my list would have been obvious trifectas. I'm actually
that would have been my honorable mention. Like that was my honorable mention.
All right. So now I guess turn the floor over to y'all here. So Melissa, we're back to you for track 8.
So this one's going to be kind of pulling it out of nowhere, maybe. This movie as a kid scared me. And I remember when I teach it to my kids, I tell them that there were two movies that Jim Henson created that were not along the lines of what you typically expect when you hear about a Muppet movie. I loved Labyrinth as a kid, loved it, became obsessed with it, absolutely loved that movie. It scared me when you get introduced to oh my gosh, what's his name? The troll that's peeing in the river or that little water thing when you first come down. I thought I was watching like this really bad movie as a kid. I'm like, he's peeing, Mom, he's peeing. And then they had Ludo that would come in, and then the door knockers. The part that scared me the most was the scene with the hands when she goes down and the hands are grabbing. But David Bowie, the music in this movie, if you just take it out, it's just amazing. This year, I had one of my students, when we did our Jim Henson unit, he came in and we did not watch Labyrinth. I didn't want to push any boundaries in class. We watched everything else.
Probably goes, smart move.
Yeah, just, you know, there's a little tight close and kids are smarter now than when we were kids. But I said, these other movies came out. He goes, comes into school Monday, Mrs. Boileau, I watched that Labyrinth movie. I said, oh, you did? I go, what'd you think? He goes, you know, I love that dance, magic dance song. I got it in my head. You want me to sing it for you? So he comes out, he starts singing it. He's like, can you put it on so everybody else can see it now? I mean, he was, and I love that song too. And I love the other one when him and Sarah are dancing. It's like the glass breaking. It's like a, it's a ballad. I can't think of the name of it, but Dance, Magic, Dance from Labyrinth is my choice.
Very good. I don't know. It was a weird movie, but it was just one of those. I couldn't get into it very much. I watched it like maybe once or twice, but I couldn't go with her.
I always thought it was funny that they were farting when they walked on the rocks, when they're jumping on the rocks and there was the farting sound. That was funny to me.
Yeah, I enjoyed Labyrinth and the Dark Crystal, but when I put this playlist together, I went with the zany part of the Muppets, the part that made me smile a lot, where Labyrinth was more of like, I don't want to call it science fiction, but it was definitely more in like the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
I knew that Jim Henson played a role in it, but I never felt like it was like a Muppet piece. So I didn't include anything from that, but I completely get that pick. And I have a feeling you're going to get a lot of votes just for including that pick. So I think it's a smart pick, but I went with purely Muppet, if that makes sense.
Well, I went, like, I literally have three pieces of paper sitting in front of me. I have this one. I have the one where I came up with a list of 10 of, like I said, the performances from famous people that have been on. Because once I started down that rabbit hole, I mean, when Fever with Animal and then Crocodile Rock, and like, I just went down a complete rabbit hole with that one. And then I came up with a list of like Sesame Street stuff. So there's like so many things.
Sesame
that
Street
can break
could be
off.
An episode in and of itself, I think. I always felt like, as much as the Muppets are part of Sesame Street, I always thought the Muppets were their own entity, just because of the fact that the Muppets always did point their humor at the adults a little bit more, where Sesame Street was purely aimed for the kids.
Yep.
And I'll tell you one other thing, because I don't know if Gomez is going to go there, and I hope I'm not spoiling it if you do, Gomez. But I actually, in my honorable mention list, because I still haven't heard the song yet, I'll wait to see if the other Muppet movie song that I wanted to include makes it. But if not, I actually had the Muppet Babies theme popping in and out of my playlist, but I decided not to, just based on the fact that it was a cartoon and not the puppets. I felt like that kind of helped me edge it out of my playlist, but very well could have made it because I loved the cartoon growing up.
Yeah.
So did I. But I'll say it now. No, it did not make my list. it was one of those my honorable mentions, and it was a flip-flop, like I said, between when I was doing my playlist again, revising it, re-looking at it, and moving things differently. But there was a reasoning.
All right. So we're back to you for track 8.
So my track 8. Brian and Melissa are truly, truly huge Muppet fans. I am a huge one too. But I know Brian loves Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem, as we heard earlier. There was one scene in the, I believe it was the Great Muppet Caper, as they are on top of the London bus. What the heck is the name? The Double Decker Bus?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're singing this song as they're driving around partying or doing something, was Nightlife with Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem. Just one of those great songs, and just seeing Animal play drums is always the best thing for me, because I always got drawn closer to Animal because it reminds me of me a little bit. And it was just a great song, and that's what I went with. Nightlife, Dr. Teeth, the Electric Mayhem for my track 8.
Love, love, love the song. That's another one of the good songs on Great Muppet Caper, along with Stepping Out with a Star was another fun one.
Oh, yes.
That was really close to making my playlist as well. Yep. Cover versions, again, that Green album by the Muppets. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sowler of Atriu and Billy Martin of Good Charlotte do a cover of Nightlife on that album, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's fun. Nice. Did not make my list, obviously, but I love this
one. Not obviously. On my list either.
Ooh.
All right, Melissa, we're back to you to close out with your track 9, and then we have a double dose of Gomez here to take us home.
So this is it for me. And you're probably going to hate me for this. This is probably going to be something we're going to disagree on. I love Emmett Otter, but that's not my ultimate Christmas movie. My ultimate Christmas movie is the Christmas.
Sorry, my microphone's breaking up.
Something happened. I don't know.
Something happened there.
is the Christmas Toy.
Okay.
And I use this, and I always say that Walt Disney ripped off Jim Henson, because it's pretty much Toy Story. And we go through character analysis of the characters from The Christmas Toy and Toy Story. But when they are at the end together at Christmas, because the Muppets, I mean, it was just my childhood anyways, but for some reason it always goes to that time of year for me, probably because that was so family anyways. At the end of the movie, when the animals that have are the stuffed animals, because my stuffed animals do this when I'm not home. I swear they do. When they all wake up, even though they had been frozen for life because they got caught by an adult, and they all re-wake up and they're all together again in the playroom, and life goes back to what it was, and there's no more sadness. It gets me. It gets me. So that's my number 9.
It's a great song. I did not pick anything from The Christmas Toy. Honestly, Gomez, a lot of the songs that are being picked tonight, I have a feeling the playlists that we embed at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you know, hint, hint, ha, we're probably going to have to do YouTube playlists for this one, because I don't think 90% of these songs are going to be on Spotify, which is kind of awesome, too.
It just shows our, well, not just our age, but our love for the Muppets really dates back to when we were growing up, really. So it's an honor to do this episode with you guys, too, for me, because now, as I'm going into my track 9, these next two are very sentimental for me, and this is why I couldn't do Rainbow Connection at 10, and I'll explain that next. But at number 9, I'm just going to read some of the lines of the lyrics, and Brian, you might know them. Melissa, you might too. How much alike we are, perhaps we're long-lost brothers. We even think the same.
You know there may be others,
and we could always use a friend. This family just keeps growing. This family doesn't have to end.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
So this song means a lot to me. Brothers from Emmett Otter, Jug Band Christmas. This song has a lot to do with my friendship with Brian, and being that we were both only kids, we ended up always saying that we're brothers. And this song means a lot to me. Brian, we've been through hell and water, had great times, have been there for each other for as long as I've known, man. So this song is definitely a true testament to our friendship and our brotherhood for such a long time. And being that we've seen I've seen your daughters grow up, and now you're seeing my kids grow up, it means a lot to me. So this is why I chose Brothers, Emmett Otter, Jug Band Christmas as my track 9.
Ah, well, aww. First off, and most importantly, the feeling is absolutely mutual. But second, had you closed with this song, I would have no arguments and I would completely forgive you, but you didn't, so too bad, bro.
Well, you really now are going to forgive me for number 10.
No, I let me just say, I absolutely love Brothers, and Brothers and Barbecue were literally bouncing back and forth. I love those songs equally. So to me, it was basically down to a flip of a coin. Right. And to be honest, the reason I picked Barbecue over Brothers was just to give me an excuse to say, look at the birds in the tree. Like, I just wanted an excuse to drop that line in this episode.
As you can see why, now you can see why Rainbow Connection was so hard for me where I put it, because you see how sentimental number 9 is. Wait till I go to number 10, because I think Melissa already guessed it without saying it, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, the floor is yours then. Hit us with your track 10.
So track 10 for me, it comes out from The Muppets Take Manhattan. It's the ending of the movie. Mm. Somebody's getting married and waiting for the wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
So out of everyone that I know with Brian's side of friendships and everything, people who have gotten married before me and everything, I was the last one. It took me a long time to find the right woman. Laura is definitely the love of my life, and I can't thank her enough. But there was at one point where Brian and I were kind of humming the song at one point, I think before the wedding. And we were saying, somebody's getting married. and I could see Brian doing it too with a little shot drink on his hand too that day. It was just one of those things that I was happy to be singing along, because it was the best day of my life, as is Laura's. And it just reminds me, like, you know, when we're going for our suits, as Brian kept on saying, well, you should get the long tails for the back and top hats. And my buddy Drew was saying one thing, and Jay and poor Tom was just thrown into the mix with my brother-in-law.
Nothing Drew says could be mentioned on this podcast.
Well, that's why I can't mention it. But this song meant a lot to me. So Somebody's Getting Married is how I closed track 10. And as you can see why, it was so, so difficult to not put Rainbow Connection as number 10.
Man, well, I'll first say I absolutely love the pick. Absolutely. Because as you know, the day I got married, well, as you know, but not everybody listening, as you know, the day I got married, I actually sent Katie a present. Again, folks, this is 2005. So iPods were around, but not everybody had them at the time.
No.
So I actually sent her a CD Walkman with a CD, a burned CD inside of it.
Oh.
And just the box just said, open me. And then it was a post-it note on the CD player that said, play me. And it was that song.
Aww.
That's all it was. And it just said, I'll see you at the altar. Please, you know, like, or something like that.
Yeah. I have a photo of Kermit and Piggy at the altar and then everyone sitting in the pews. And I, for my wedding, the day of the wedding, I tagged people as the Muppets in the audience. And I tagged Teddy and I as Kermit and Piggy. And did a similar thing. I mean, we didn't do any of the music stuff. Our entrance into the reception was the theme song from The Muppet Show. And the last song played was the theme from Fraggle Rock. But I tagged everybody as a Muppet in the congregation at the ceremony picture.
Gomez, truly, this was a great pick. I honestly don't even know why that song fell off my radar, considering me busting your chops with it on the day of your wedding and using it for Katie on my wedding day. I just don't know how that thing fell off the radar, man. So I love the pick.
As you can see why this was so hard for me. I know I'm probably going to get bashed for it, but
no one's going to bash you for it.
Your reasoning is
except Melissa and I.
Right, you know.
But you could see the last two, why they were so sentimental for me.
Well, we had a barbecue at your house once, so that should count for me putting barbecue in there.
Oh, there you go.
We did have barbecue when I moved into my house. So,
and
I mean,
Merry Christmas to you too.
All right. Well, we have two trifectas tonight. One, the Rainbow Connection. Actually, we almost had two bingos tonight.
Yeah.
Gomez, you screwed up the Rainbow Connections bingo. And Melissa, you screwed up the Happiness Hotel bingo.
Yep.
So almost two bingos. But regardless, three very eclectic Muppet playlists tonight.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I think this is going to be an interesting vote here.
Yeah.
It will be. I already know who won. So.
Yeah, Brian, it's hands down. It was you before I even turned the mic on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
no
I'm probably
way.
Gonna, I'm probably gonna get my head beat in. Probably.
No, see, but you're closing out Gomez with that sentimental thing. Like you're closing out strong. They're gonna be like, Melissa, who? It's not even. No. I'm not even in the ballpark.
And Isabella was there. I
right,
don't know,
you
man.
Got a lot going for you.
I should have brought Haley and Allison in to try to like.
I could have brought my dog.
Out, but I
could have brought the dog in.
I could have brought the dog.
Listen, I will say, with the two trifectas and a dough, because someone forgot something.
Guilty as charged.
Takes up for where I put Rainbow Connection a little bit. So I just feel horrible though where I did it. But, you know, like you said, I had it finished strong with what I felt was right in my heart.
That's okay. The heart leads you where it's going to lead you. And now our hearts are going to lead us into our honorable mention songs of the night. Now, remember, these have to be a song that someone else picked but didn't make your list. So, Melissa, once again, why don't we start with you?
So I think in going with the heart leading, and my heart is, especially this time of year, since I don't have children of my own, I'm always with my students and thinking about them. And the song that I first introduced them to and hopefully spark their love for everything Jim Henson and the Muppets, and I use it for my classroom callback instead of saying, stop, be quiet, look at me. We always say, mana, mana, and they come back with, doo, 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 doo. So I'm going to go with that for my honorable mention.
That's an awesome pick. I love that.
And I show my kids the original one that came out before the one with the pink in the background that everybody knows. So the 1971 original. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we compare and contrast the two. We turn it into a little lesson with visual characterization of things and color. But that's our callback. And it's really funny when people walk by my room and they hear it. They're like, what are those kids saying? I'm like, it's the Manamana song.
Nice. I love that. It's a perfect pick, especially for your students.
Yeah, and it is kind of the first thing, and they'll ask most years, can we watch Manamana at the end of the day if we're good? Sure we can.
Yeah, of
I still do that now. That's not something not everyone does every day of their lives.
Exactly.
No, not really.
All right, Gomez.
So I had a hard time picking this one. There's some that I love. There's a couple of songs from Melissa. Saying Goodbye is one of them. Together at Christmas, because we're getting around that time. Brian, you had Barbecue. Can't picture that. The Muppet Show theme. You guys had great picks. But I'm going to have to tip the cap to Brian. And I, too, went with the Mana Mana song.
Oh, so that gives Mana Mana an honorary trifecta tonight.
Look at that.
And I'll tell you, I'll tell you a little story where I used to work for a paint company. I'm not going to mention names. But I remember this was actually our theme song for a whole year. Mana Mana. And every time I hear this song, I go, shut it off. Because at one point at every monthly meeting, I had to hear this in the beginning, the middle, and the end of the day. I almost want to say, shut it off. But that's what my Mana Mana was at the end.
Do, 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 do.
Shut it off.
Do, 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 do.
Shut it off.
And I. Anyway.
Shut it off. And it works, as you can see.
That's great.
I just want to hear the Gomez scat where he's like, shut it off. Shut it off.
That will be a whole entirely new episode if we ever get to that one song, Scatman. All right, Brian, what is your specialty?
Well, as soon as you said it, I knew it had to be. I am going with Somebody's Getting Married. I told the story earlier. The fact that it's not included in my list is an absolute crime. But I'm remedying that with this little asterisk at the end of the set. So, Gomez, I'm tipping my hat to you and going with Somebody's Getting Married from The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Even though I kind of messed the whole thing up with our number 10.
Yeah, but look. You know, we can't all have an ultimate warrior in every episode. So, I mean, I'm still a little. So the Rainbow Connection is your Hulk Hogan now.
Yes, it is.
And for the people that don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to our 80s WWE themes episode, and it'll make a little bit more sense.
Yes, it will.
With that being said, Melissa, why don't you go through your track list, track 1 through track 10, including your honorable mention for the night.
All right. Track 1 was Moving Right Along, followed by Saying Goodbye. The One Bathing Suit from Emmett Otter. It's In Every One of Us, The Happiness Hotel. I'm Going to Go Back There Someday. Catch the Tail by the Tiger. Dance Masters Dance from Labyrinth, Together at Christmas, Rainbow Connection, and my honorable mention of Menomina.
Gomez?
Track one, I am number one, as Isabella would say. Track two, Together Again. Track three, Happiness Hotel. Track four, Born to be Wild. Track five, River Bottom. Track six, Fraggle Rock theme song. Track seven, Please Forgive
wrong,
Me.
Wrong.
Shut it down.
Wrong.
Shut it off.
You got to make a button for that. Like they have the cough button or something. You need that. Shut it off.
It's the Gomez button.
That's right.
So number seven, Rainbow Connection. Track eight, Nightlife. Track nine, Brothers, as my brother next to me.
As nice as it is, I'm still not letting up on the Rainbow Connection.
Track 10, Somebody's Getting Married. And my honorable mention, my tipping off the hat to Brian with Menomina, a.k.a. Shut It Off.
All right. And my track one was The Muppet Show theme. Track two, Can You Picture That? Track three, The Happiness Hotel, which Melissa actually spoiled a bingo on. So let's talk about that too. That could have been a bingo there. Track four, Moving Right Along. So I'm moving right along from the bingo that was spoiled. Track five. Track five, Barbecue.
Can I get some?
Sure, yeah. Just don't get it under your nails. Track six, Life's a Happy Song. Track seven, Menomina. Track eight, The Fraggle Rock Theme. Track nine, River Bottom Nightmare Band. And track 10, Rainbow Connection, with my honorable mention, tip of the hat to Gomez, as well as my wife, Katie. Somebody's Getting Married. Three distinct playlists, three very Muppety playlists. We've got The Happiness Hotel and The Rainbow Connection as trifectas, with Menomina being an honorary trifecta. I think Jim Henson would be proud.
The diversity alone has him fully represented.
Now we turn it over to you, playlisters, to head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, find the Muppets page, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. And I think you guys got your work cut out for you with this one, because across these three playlists, there are so many great songs, and it just goes to show how many great songs our childhoods had growing up with the Muppets.
Yep.
Yeah.
And before we thank our amazing guest, Melissa, we also want to take a brief moment to plug our Patreon account. If you subscribe there at patreon.com/playlistwars, you could hear early releases of the episodes. You could join us for playlist and album mini episodes, as well as full-length episodes. It's something we're really excited about and hope you guys are as well. Once again, that's patreon.com/playlistwars. Now, Melissa, why don't you tell people where they can hear you talk about something other than the Muppets?
Oh, well, that might be on the topic of Billy Joel. And you can find my weekly radio show that's also become part marriage counseling sessions with my husband, because we do it together.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to join us on Facebook, we do our show Facebook Live. We do our show live on TikTok as well. You can stream the show at WVOARadio.com. We are on the SoundCloud. You can find our SoundCloud link if you join our Facebook page, Songs from the Attic Show Fans, or on the TuneIn Radio app at, if you search WVOA 87.7 FM, and we're based right here in our basement here in Syracuse, New York. We do transmit on a regular dial position signal, though, but we're here in the basement, very much like Wayne's World.
And it's a really good show. I've actually caught it a couple of times myself.
It's a very, very fun show. Highly recommend it if you have not heard it.
Well,
be sure
guys
to check it out either on Facebook or if you're in that area, if you're in the Syracuse area. Oh,
we love random stop. Oh, we love stop-ins too. We've had people this summer just stopping in. It's been great.
Road trip.
We've had an audience. It's been awesome. It's been awesome.
That's awesome. Well, at that note, Melissa, thank you again for being our wonderful esteemed guest.
No, I'm established. I'm the established co-host. She is the steam.
I'm
guest.
Steamed, right? Because no. Isabella's esteemed.
Yeah. Isabella was the esteemed guest. Right.
Yeah, but Brian, she's more established than you and me, so.
I am so not. You guys are my, hands down, my favorite podcast. I went through and deleted, I can't tell you how many podcasts off my list, because I'm like, I don't even want to listen to this stuff. So it's you and True Crime Playlist, and Glass Houses, because it's a Billy Joel thing. And then my
I know Glass Houses Playlist. Good guys there.
They are great guys. They are great.
So, okay. Sorry. I'll take that back.
Thank you.
Melissa, thank you for joining us tonight again with the wonderful episode of The Muppets, as usual. And Brian, my wonderful established co-host. I only said it today because my daughter and my wife are down here. So I had to sound somewhat professional.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. 30-something episodes in. I'm glad we established this, though, for those that are, you know, tuning
in. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah. And, of course, I want to thank my wonderful 4-year-old little girl, Isabella, for jumping in on us for a few minutes. I appreciate you guys allowing her to.
Anytime, dude.
Oh, my God.
Anytime.
I want her to just do a show.
I want her to come on our Slayer episode.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe not. Maybe when we do Sesame Street, you know, we could bring her on again. She'll be 5.
There you go.
Or 5? Yeah, she'll be 5. So, yeah, never mind.
You need to watch more Sesame Street, apparently, with that counting of yours.
Oh, God, I got to listen to the count more often then.
We're going off the rails.
Yeah, we are. It's because
Muppets are falling
off
our hands.
You'll go down the rabbit hole. I'm telling you. You'll start going, oh, my God, remember that? Yep. Here, fishy, 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 fishy.
So I'd like to thank all the playlisters, and we will see you next time when another battle takes place at Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.